What's good, everyone? How y'all doing? It's your boy Ro, also known as Romaine. We live here in Brooklyn, East Flatbush. Welcome to the podcast. You know, what I really just want to talk about, since it's towards the end of the summer, is celebrating specifically this past July 4th. What is up with people, especially around here, still lighting fireworks 14 days before July 4th and 21 days after? Okay, not 21 days, but like at least a week. But I guess it's me because I'm getting older, but that shit had me furious. I swear I was going to throw a beer bottle to the nearest house. I mean, not nearest, but you know, like the house that had the fireworks going off around here. But I kept my cool. Other than that, man, I love the summertime. I'm in New York, and I love it because as soon as the winter comes, there's no fucking body in sight. This shit is, unless you're like in a city where people constantly have to go, but like, other than that, it's kind of scary. So I love the summertime. I love seeing people. I miss getting ice cream from the ice cream truck. I actually haven't gotten any in years, even though I still hear that shit and that scary ass sounding collar thing as it tries to hypnotize people. They need to change that shit to like current sounds or some shit. Or at least, yo, I saw one the other day, and I represent Trinidad in every place else, specifically Trini, because my folks are Trini. This nigga had Jamaican flags on, like he was going to a pep rally on the side of it. And he also, as he passed by, this nigga just had one door. You know what I'm saying? And I can see like the back of his kitchen on the. I was like, how do you expect with people? Oh well. But you know what? Ice cream trucks, they used to have like, that's like a corner store on wheels. You know how I could. Oh my gosh. I love going to place to things on wheels. Isn't that convenient when you go to, especially when it's healthy? I'm a big health freak, but when you go to places, you can get anything, Mexican food, hot dogs, that's healthy. That's like most convenient things, and so tasty too. A lot of people put effort into cooking. I'm mostly an eater, okay? You dig? But, you know, people have a big form of passion and art of cooking, and that those that do that with that make anything, shout out to y'all, because that's a form of art. Like one time I was at my older sister's house, she had her at that time male friend, maybe baby father. Anyways, so he was over there, and we had plenty of stuff, but we had ramen noodles, yo. This nigga cooked it in a pan. He might have cut up vegetables, I'm not too sure. But this nigga made the best fucking ramen noodles ever. In a pan, yo, like Asian shit, yo. Shout out to Raymond. Shout out to Ruff. Here we go. Y'all bear with me. I just got some, I went to 7-Eleven. Shout out to 7-Eleven. Got some snacks. I'm about to munch on that. Yo, you know what? This past 7-Eleven, as far as the date when they had the free slushies, did anyone get any? Because I really wanted to go. The only thing, I just figured, I mean, I always try to be in positive state of mind, but I just figured that it was going to be like ran out of some shit or just like fucking flooded with people. So I just took a pass on that shit. But shout out to 7-Eleven, man, because damn, how convenient. Right now, I just want to talk about something. The music real quick, and as far as specifically hip-hop, R&B, you know, where the culture has shifted the world, you know what I'm saying? I'm in New York now. I used to live in Mississippi and Georgia. Shout out. The fact that music, especially Southern music, has fucking transitioned to the whole globe is a beautiful thing. And I mean Southern because Southern hip-hop was something that wasn't really beginning forces of hip-hop. You know, it started obviously with scratching, sampling records, different kicks and snares, but as far as when people started creating their own heavy drums, and base and all that stuff. Shout out to the South and what it's doing, because you know what? Years ago when I was up here, obviously music changes, but last time I was up here, 2007 possibly, right? Dipset and G-Unit was running shit. I mean, shout out to them, they're still doing it, but as far as heavy on the radio, you know, 10 years later, it's a lot of fucking Southern shit, man. It's crazy. It's beautiful though, man. Shout out to the Migos for sure, because you know what, a lot of people that come in the game, you know, you always expect when they have a nice hit for them to have a follow-up, like, you know, like, you always, but when they come with it, you got to give them their props. And when they come with it hard, give them their props. You know what I'm saying? Like my man Fetty Wap. Shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? When he came out, everybody know what Trap Queen. That shit was hard as shit. Hard as shit. Everyone was wondering, okay, this shit, you know, was playing for a while, 6 weeks, 8 weeks. You know, you don't really get tired of it, but you wondering what the artist gonna do next. The next, you know, you pull it off again, man. Then again and then and again. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's true art, artists, artmanship. Shout out to, besides the artists, everyone involved, the people recording it might be the artist, the producer might be the artist, the promoter might be the artist, because it's just passion, man, and it's a wavelength that people are attracted to, obviously, and they love it, and that's the energy. You created that wavelength, you know what I'm saying? If, like, think about it. Think about Michael Jackson, the passion that he put behind his music, a new day, he's putting his all in it, and everything from picking the beats, making the beats, and then writing it, singing it. That was pure love, heart, and that perfect wavelength is what attracted his fans, including me, to this day. You know what I'm saying? The engineer, everyone, that they were on that beautiful wavelength we all love. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Gucci. You know what I'm saying? My man Dario was a big Gucci fan. I always been a fan of Gucci, but you know what? A lot of people keep doing their thing and rapping. A lot of others do their thing and keep improving. Gucci improved very well, man. I'm very proud of him, man, and the happiness he has, and his still love and passion for the music, man. Shout out to Zaytoven, you know what I'm saying, who helped cultivate the Southern music, you know what I'm saying. If y'all don't know Zaytoven, he's one of the big producers in the world, period, specifically with Southern artists, including Gucci, you know, Future, Migos, you know what I'm saying, from Cali, but I believe still living in the Atlanta. So shout out to Zay. Shout out to, man, shout out to a lot of the producers, period, man. Shouty Red, you know what I'm saying, Jeezy's Dr. Dre. Shout out to Shouty Red, man, you know what I'm saying. I actually got a chance to meet Shouty Red years ago. This is after Jeezy's first album, through my man DJ Blue in Atlanta. Just listened to some stuff in his car, some beats in his car, you know what I'm saying? From, he listened to my stuff and just gave me feedback and let me listen to new stuff for Jeezy's second project. It was just a blessing, so shout out to them, man. Again, shout out to the producers, period. Drummer Boy Fresh, you know, I had a session with him years ago. It was years after Shouty Red, but, you know, he helped, you know what I'm saying, bring the sound and have it pushed throughout the whole world with the Southern music specifically. 3-6 Mafia and everyone involved with their camp, UGK. I can go on. Should I go on? Who went past Detroit? My God, legend. Legend. Yo, what, that song, No More Playing GA? I can forever bump that shit, yo. Blessed to that, like, I can still, God willingly, in 20, 30 years from now, still turn up to that. That was our anthem. Y'all know, well, I'm from probably the second generation. That was my anthem in my high school. And I went to high school in Georgia, but Mississippi first. That was the anthem of pep rally. So shout out to DSGB. About to say J, DSGB, Pastor Troy, shout out to them, man. Shout out to everyone doing their thing. Manny Fresh, Cash Money, you know, let me see, Lil Jon, shout out Lil Jon, shout out to Added Crew, Rico Wade, you know what I'm saying, Organized Noise. Whew. Anyone see the documentary? If you haven't seen the documentary, I suggest you see the documentary. It's called The Art of Organized Noise. It's on Netflix. Beautiful thing. I actually got to work Rico Way. I keep mispronouncing my words. Sorry, I need to get my water. But Rico Way, years ago, filming some stuff for him. I think he was working on something similar to what he's working with now. This is like 2000, maybe 3. So just seeing that beautiful stuff now, and just especially the era of the Atlanta and their music and what they've done is a beautiful thing. So see if y'all can get that on Netflix, man.
This is one DJ you don't want to fuck with.
Shout out to the new artist doing their thing, BLB. If y'all get a chance, you know, you can go to the website, Music Star News with a Z. That's Music Star News, newz.com. And, you know, check out links and audio there for anything hip-hop-wise, man. Shout out to BLB for sure, one of the young ones, including Cole. It represent different parts of the region and their spoken word to the art of hip-hop. You know, we got Cole, you know, there's plenty of them in our, my generation. Cole, Kendrick, shout out Kendrick, shout out Drake, man. Plenty of Nipsey Hussle, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everyone, keep doing their thing, man, for real. It's crazy, we all one if you think about it. That's the beautiful part of people starting to understand. We all want just different entities and perspectives growing up, but we all probably gonna feel what each other it's like to be one another at some point in time. Is a request. Do I sound like Urkel? Shout out to Family Matters. Yo, the movies back in the days, I'm sorry, movies, TV shows. Beautiful. Y'all remember Saved by the Bell? Yo, I used to want to be Zach so hard. Oh my god, yo, imagine Mr. Belden, imagine, yo, those made me want to go to school, son. Sometimes school was lit, though. We back in the day, we even call it lit. We're back, you know what I'm saying, certain stuff in school, the pep rally just like this, and different stuff going on. You know what I'm saying, school is one of them places that, I don't know, everyone doesn't get an experience, it's crazy. I'm glad I did, but you know what I'm saying, it's I kind of wanted to be homeschooled in a way, but didn't. But you know what I'm saying? Anyway, you get to learn is a beautiful thing. But I ain't gonna lie, school though was dope as fuck for me. I ain't gonna front, bro. From I went to school kindergarten from, you know, obviously high school, whatever. Now, obviously, because some people don't like my grandfather, think he might have stopped school in second or third grade. That's what the rumor is. But just school being a place, man, besides socialize, man, just to learn about life and, you know, people. And it's a beautiful and fun thing, man. I'm saying the only thing is just learning and be able to obtain the knowledge. And then you go about yourself and do it yourself. Because I know I was a straight student in school, right? But I know as I got older, whatever. My cousin Lakeisha, shout out Lakeisha, went to Spelman, like maybe 3 years younger than me. So when she went, you know, I was around Atlanta, so I used to go visit her. Her and her roommate, cool girl, they're still beautiful family friends, right? Yo, these girls used to party something on the weekend. Not heavy, but heavy, I ain't gonna front. But they used to always get great grades, you know what I'm saying? And my cousin right now, shout out Lakeisha, she's actually a principal in Atlanta, gonna be this one. Dana, not sure what she was doing right now, but I know she was working for BT in Atlanta years ago. She just actually had a new one on the way. Shout out to the newborns. Shout out to us, everyone in life, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a beautiful thing to be here, honestly. You know, who knows what you could it or could have been or what you are, what you might be again. You know what I'm saying? You never know. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, pets and shit. You know the souls of pets? Some people don't think about, I think about that. Every, you know what I'm saying? I'm still curious why there's roaches here. Like, I don't like killing insects or ants, but, you know, or anything, but roaches, you know, I'm not a big fan of those guys. But you know what I'm saying? I was telling a friend about this bunny that I saw in this video, right? Rabbit bunny. I don't know if they're actually different. I gotta look this shit up. But it was dehydrated, right? So the person in the backyard, the owner of the house, put the bunny rabbit, whatever you want to call it, on a shovel and put a little water on it. And then he fed him through a straw. You know, obviously put the finger on top of it. I was telling my wife this. And was feeding the rabbit. You know, and the rabbit was finally, the clip didn't show, but, you know, got better, whatever. But we're all have a spirit in a way. So I don't know what you call it. Some of it's different, but it's a cool thing, man. Especially as you get older and you see it in different animals besides dogs and cats. Like my friend Perio, right? He's in the music, producer, engineer, stuff like that. He has I don't know what you call it for sure. It's a pet bird that talks. It's not a parrot. It's not a cockatoo. I don't know if cockatoos do that. Anyways, this bird, right, he had. I gotta look this shit up. Anyways, he had it in his friend's studio, right? So he had it on his shoulder like a damn black pirate. And he was feeding it. He was passionate about his pet. And I ended up talking to the bird. And just, you know, off the energy, after a while, the bird flew to me twice on my shoulder. I was creeped out, but I was like, yo, he must like my energy, my soul, just talking to him. And like I said, this bird says stuff. I forgot what kind of it was, but just seeing the energy from a bird, you know, was a beautiful thing. So shout out to all of us. Let's all try to unite, man. It's all about peace at the end of the day, for real, man. I wish a lot of people can see more, especially we're going to talk about minorities and some of the authority figures that are unaware of the emotions of minorities and their love and happiness just like them, and why a lot of us get targeted and just assumed that we are and shouldn't be on this beautiful earth when we all have a beautiful purpose and help one another. So I think we should spread the word of kindness to those guys up there, authority figures. You want to go to route with cops, you know what I'm saying, governor officials, and let them know that, you know, there has to be people working on these forces that care about people as well, you know what I'm saying. Everyone doesn't have to have a badge or gun or whatever, but you know, it should be out people out there that want to make a difference, because you know, if you make a difference for somebody else and something pass on a kind gesture, it's a big chance that they'll pass it on to and pass it on, you know what I'm saying. If you pass on more kindness and help than other people would be willing to help themselves and other people, you know, obviously some people are wrong, but in certain ways, but some people are not treated truly right in my eyes that I see in my experiences personally. Let me tell you this story. One time I was in Georgia with my homeboy Dario. You know, we was at a gas station. He was inside the car. I was outside getting some stuff. I met this dude inside. We were sitting up talking about music and stuff, you know what I'm saying, whatever. We exchanged contact. We continued the conversation outside the car. Dario's still in there. We talking. This truck passes by with these white guys inside. Maybe one or two in the back of it. I'm not really sure. But they're yelling white power. And I'm just the whole time. I'm not mad at all, but I'm like, yo, that's interesting. One of my great best friends is in the car and he's white in it. And I'm out here. They obviously can't see him in a black Corolla tinted up. But I'm out here talking to this black guy. I don't care about them saying if Dario was to show his face. It was just interesting, like they, like, you know, why people can't just get along. You know what I'm saying? There's enough happiness and everything for everyone for to have their own. You know, everyone has their own space. Why be mad? But you know what? At the same time, some people, I'm not gonna say they don't understand, or obviously we're raised differently, right? Blessings to however you're raised. And some of us are raised, I wouldn't say better or worse, but you know, as far as guardians, parentals, aunts, uncles, sisters, relatives, grandparents, adopted, you know what I'm saying? But either way, I think God helps you find your peace and happiness along the way, whichever way you're raised and brought along. But some people, I guess, have that itch to be mean for some reason as far as them growing up. And sometimes you can't blame them in a way. It's not saying you can't, but you just pray that they understand it and they learn. I mean, not learn from that reason, but, you know, understand it made them stronger in different aspects. You know what I'm saying? If it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. But you just hope and you want people in those type of intentions to look at the bright and good side about things and loving each other. You know what I'm saying? Ain't that hard to love each other, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully we all get fed more. And fed, I mean, everyone get fed. I don't like to see people, especially homeless, on the streets. You know, there's obviously plenty more third world countries that's way worse off, but I don't like seeing that at all. You know, obviously, everything's a business. You gotta make money. You do what you do, you know what I'm saying? But the fact that you have, you know, we're blessed with sun, water, soil. God bless it with seeds, you know what I'm saying? All these fruits and stuff. Wheat, all this, you know what I'm saying? Corn, imagine that. Potatoes, all this stuff God bless us with to make the most tasteful things in the world. You know what I'm saying? Everyone can be a part of it. You know what I'm saying? So I hope that we unite more in love, man, because we know we're going to be different. I don't know if you believe in different dimensions and where you are in life and stuff like that, but you should be kind to everyone. You don't know everyone's position. You might be there one day. You ever thought about that? Sound like the end of a song, right? Because it is. But be kind. Oh yeah, I'm here, love. Sorry. What you doing? You know what? Let me see if I can hear you. Let me see if this. Nothing. You're being a part of my podcast. I said my podcast like I'm a fucking leprechaun.
Huh?
I said, you're on my podcast. I'm recording it. And love, I went to 7-Eleven. I was telling them I got a donut, a fucking trail mix, and a ginger ale. You okay?
Yeah, I'm
tired. You say you're tired? Relax. I'm gonna have to munch on this damn donut. I would give you a bite. Well, I don't know. It's glazed. You like glazed? I wanted to. Yeah. I'm about to enjoy this food. See, I was telling about 7-Eleven, love. Don't you like 7-Eleven? Oh, she's sleeping.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right? Damn.